On this episode, I am going to focus on the American Bar Association May Meetings panel on the elements of a successful tax court settlement day. This may be useful for you if tax court comes to your city soon, so hopefully you will learn something from this. Thank you.
Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I'm your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
The ABA Tax Section May Meeting Pro Bono and Tax Clinic Committee had a panel, Nuts and Bolts of a Successful Pro Bono Settlement Day. The panelists included Rob Longman of Longman and Van Grack, LLC, Chief Special Trial Judge Louis Carluzzo of the United States Tax Court, Tamara Borland, Program Director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic Program as part of the Taxpayer Advocate Service, Bruce Manili, Division Counsel, Small Business and Self-Employment from the IRS, and Jennifer Breen of Morgan Lewis and the DC Center for Public Interest Tax Law. Now, I'm going to discuss what happened as part of the panel, but I will also use my personal experience as a talking point. And through this, I hope that you can learn some tips on how to manage your own settlement day when tax court next comes to your city. Settlement in the United States Tax Court, statistically, 85 to 90% of cases docketed in the U.S. Tax Court are resolved by settlement. The majority of these cases settle fairly close to calendar call and trial. Settlement days have become more prevalent. The settlement days help the parties arrive at settlement much earlier, facilitate opportunities for self-represented taxpayers to meet with pro bono counsel in advance of calendar call, educate self-represented taxpayers who do not settle about what to expect at both calendar call and trial, and preserve the resources of the parties and the court. Now, they noted there was a recent event in Washington, D.C. that garnered national press coverage and attendance by IRS Commissioner Rettig. SBSE within the IRS is creating a settlement day working group, and the ABA tax section is partnering with chief counsel to promote opportunities for pro bono service. When looking at the elements of a settlement day, there are different questions of when to hold the event. Should it be on a weekday or a weekend? What time of day do you hold the event? So if you're looking to attract working people, then having it at night time instead of during the workday. At what point during the controversy cycle do you hold the settlement day? So perhaps some train of thought is to have it roughly a month out before the calendar call. Other people may be thinking that it would be better to hold it even further, more toward the beginning of the tax court procedure. That is certainly a discussion to have. But the settlement days will be held, often managed by IRS counsel on contacting the pro se petitioners. Often the low-income taxpayer clinics are involved, so it may be directed by the IRS counsel on what time within the controversy cycle to hold the settlement day event. Some questions about where to hold the event. Possible areas are the IRS office, the clinic location, or a pro bono attorney's law firm office, a neutral location such as a school or a library. And there are some talking points about where to hold the event, because one item to keep in mind is what resources does the IRS need to settle the case? Do they need connectivity to their files? Do they need the infrastructure to settle the case? But also, there is the perception of whose turf or whose location that you are holding the event at to the petitioner. How comfortable will they feel? But also, one item that was brought up is, if it is at a government location, does the petitioner have the correct documentation? Do they have the correct ID to even enter the government building? So these are some things to think about when deciding on where to hold the settlement day. Administrative considerations, who will take the lead in organizing the event, who is responsible for scheduling the appointments, how long should the appointments be scheduled for, how many volunteers are needed, and who coordinates the event. So certainly that is a decision to make between the IRS and the tax clinics, pro bono attorneys, anyone else who is involved. Part of it is perhaps including a RSVP number that the petitioners may need to schedule an appointment to even come to the settlement day so that you know how many people to expect during the event. For promotion of the event, how far in advance to begin the promotion. When you are preparing the invitation letter, what does it say? Who mails it out? Do you do telephone outreach, other promotions such as television, radio, newspaper, social media? One item to consider is that the IRS is concerned with taxpayer confidentiality. So often they are the ones mailing out the invitation letters, but they do contact the tax clinics to see what kind of phrasing that we want within the letter. So it is a bit of a collaboration between the parties on how to promote the event. So coming up on who should attend, chief counsel attorneys with settlement authority, revenue officers, clinicians, and other volunteer practitioners, possible other participants, would an appeals officer attend, would the tax court want to attend, and Judge Carluzzo said that what his preference would be is at the calendar call that it could be announced to the judge that the individual was a settlement day participant. So then that gives the judge an idea that the petitioner is willing to be active within their case and helps the judge to understand a little bit of the preparation that the petitioner and other parties have had within the case. One idea that has come up has been virtual settlement days, whether the individuals can discuss with the IRS and the parties over the internet, using a computer, using a web camera. Another question, is advance preparation required? There are concerns with Section 6103. What are counsel attorneys doing to prepare, and how can volunteers best prepare? So some of this is seeing what general tax issues the individuals need to know about, letting people know generally what tax court involves. These are some ideas on if you are having a volunteer take part, just how to bring them up to speed so that they can help out. But I will discuss about what I had an individual helping me with that I can talk through with you. More elements of a settlement day, the role of the volunteer, what does a volunteer need to bring, what can a volunteer expect to occur, provision of short-term limited legal services, and ABA Model Rule 6.5. So while I didn't have a volunteer helping out with a settlement day, I did have a volunteer helping me out with the calendar call at tax court. And to some degree, this person was observing, but did have tax knowledge, so she could speak up at different times. But generally, she was able to learn some about the court procedure and help some in giving the petitioners, the taxpayers, some knowledge on what was occurring with their cases, thoughts on perhaps settling, but generally so they understood how the tax court procedure was going. Within the PowerPoint here, they're saying special considerations for remote meetings. So like I was saying, the virtual settlement days, use of WebEx and Skype. The most important element is the taxpayer. One of the main questions is how do we reach the taxpayers and get them there? So they discussed impediments and experiences. Some analysis has been conducted by the SBSE Task Force. They're discussing some possibilities. Is there a role for the tax court? Possible opportunities arising from the Taxpayer First Act and what the pro bono community can do to help. So they're planning to do some more brainstorming at the San Francisco ABA tax meeting that is coming up in this fall. with focus groups and brainstorming sessions. There's a partnership with the ABA Tax Section and IRS Chief Counsel to organize and promote settlement days, development of joint training hosted by the Tax Section, development of a settlement day toolkit with template documents and information on best practices. They're rolling out a series of settlement days across the United States this summer, and they're definitely looking for feedback. Looking ahead, the limited scope appearance rules, which I discussed in the last episode of this podcast, that the October 2018 comments on the tax court rules relating to the appearance and representation before the court, views on the need for limited scope appearance rule, approach taken by drafters of the comments, the recommendations in draft rule 24A. The court gave feedback and updates on the considerations of the recommendations. So the limited scope appearance, well, it is planned to be in effect in September. So the various comments that the ABA submitted to the tax court, their recommendations, were taken into consideration and the limited scope appearance came into effect. So that is another consideration for people with later on at tax court for calendar calls. But what I was going to say for myself is that in Kansas City, I believe it was in February, it was just after the government shutdown, we had our first settlement day. And it turned out that no petitioners showed up. Counsel and the tax clinic attorneys, we basically told war stories for the morning on a Saturday morning. Now, were there some considerations that we had on why no one showed up? Part of it could be that it was just after the government shut down, so IRS counsel was not able to send out the notices as early as we would have liked. And so the notices came out somewhat shortly before we had the settlement day, and it also snowed in Kansas City the day before our settlement day, so perhaps those were reasons why people did not show up. We do have tax court coming to Kansas City again in October, so perhaps we will have a settlement day again, because IRS counsel is very encouraged by settlement days. They are eager to hold them. So I believe there is a good chance that we would hold a settlement day once again in Kansas City if we do have enough pro se petitioners that it would be worth holding the settlement day. When I spoke with Bruce McNeely, his thought was that even if there is just one petitioner who is helped out by a settlement day, then it would be worthwhile. So I hold that idea myself. Generally, these are some thoughts to have about settlement days. I hope that they are useful to you, that you can put them into practice. There have been presentations on settlement days at past low-income taxpayer clinic conferences, so perhaps these different resources can help you out. Please contact me if you have any questions. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.